Dr. Schneer dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Rose Delpezzo, D-E-L-P-E-Z-Z-O. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 3/17/22, Mrs. Delpezzo performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with insignificant impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. However, the ratio of FEV 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period. Paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity, period. Next, a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on patient John Meudt, M-E-U-D-T. This goes to Dr. Christo Savon. On 3/17/22, Mr. Meudt performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with minimal impairment in flow rates, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period, compared to a study dated 9/10/19. There's been some deterioration of lung function, period. The air velocity index was 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing some deterioration compared to 2019. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry report on Henry Rabin, R-A-B-O-N. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 3/17/22, Mr. Rabin performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without airways obstruction and without bronchial reactivity, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction, without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity, period. Thank you.